RockstarLifeCoach.com podcast. I'm Nikki Hunter, and we are broadcasting live to you from the Gotham City Batcave. Why not? We got a bunch of geek girls in the house. We can play it up real good. I'm Nikki Hunter, and I'm joined with three other girls. Beautiful, beautiful things. We've got Melody Jordan. Welcome.
Hello.
Phoenix Marie.
Hi.
Hey, beautiful. And Diana Prince.
Hello.
Thank you, ladies, for taking part of your day to come on out and talk to us about management, specifically within the porn industry. A lot of times we have to have somebody represent us. So we'll be on a search for a good, reputable agent. There are lots of, what do we call them, suitcase pimps.
Good answer.
There's a lot of people who come in just, you know, trying to be new agents, or maybe they're not from this area, or maybe they're just boyfriends. They're like, I'm going to manage my girl. or even parents, and I'll get into that too. I have seen parents come in and be
Say
with
what?
The suitcase.
I want to hear that one.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. Where they'll come in and they'll be the ones booking their daughters off.
It's wow. That's a healthy relationship right there.
It has happened, and we can discuss that. But ladies, thank you so much for taking part of your day to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Now, let's go around the table and see, how are you represented right now? Are you under an agency? Do you have a contract with them? How does it work?
I'm with Gen X Models, and there is no contract, so I can leave him whenever I feel like it, but I absolutely love my agent.
Yeah. Melody Jordan, you've been with your agent for 4 months now,
yeah,
and he's on the East Coast.
Yes.
And is he out here in LA at all?
No, he's not. I think he likes where he is right now, but I don't know. I love him.
How does he feel about your move?
I think he thinks it's a good idea. I mean, it's my way to get more work, and he can book more work easily for me. And like, I mean, he's amazing at booking work for me.
Like, and really, how does he know the LA companies?
How does he? You know, I don't know. I think he just knows. I mean, he says he's been doing it for a couple years, you know? So, like, he knows the companies. He knows where to go. And, like, I mean, I've worked with, like, I've already worked with Penthouse and, like, Twisties and, like, really good companies. And I haven't worked with a bad company at all. So, it's, like...
So you feel like he was pointing you in the right direction as an agent?
Yeah, he's been pointing me in, like, the right direction. Like, I've shot with Kink, like, how many times now? And, like, I've just, you know, like, nothing bad. I can't sit here and just be like, wow, he's totally put me in a position that I don't want to be. And, like, he'll give me advice. He'll give me, like, he's there. And what I love about him is he really, really, really cares about his girls.
Okay. How many girls does he have at his agency? Because I'm not very familiar with him. He's over on the East Coast. And
yeah, he doesn't have a ton.
Who's his biggest name girl?
You.
Me.
Okay.
I think me. I mean, he used to like rep people like Jaden Lee and Molly Bennett and like people.
He
like
did Jaden Lee in the day?
I think like in the very beginning and like
Wow.
Yeah. So like he has had some girls that have gone somewhere and things
like
that.
Okay, so they like
they
but
I plan to stick with him. After?
I think so. Like I don't know what goes down. Like, you know, that's not my business and things like that. Yeah. It's just my business with him is my business with him. You know, and like right. I just take his advice and I want to go where I go because it's my world. It's my job and he respects that as
Your
well.
Your lines of communication are open with him though.
Yeah.
He's good at what you do. Gen
yeah.
X.
Yeah. Gen X Models.
Gen X Models. Yeah. And so you've been with him for 4 months. Did he help you get your first scene?
Yeah, he helped me get my first scene. And yeah, like, cause he, a model of his found me and introduced me to him. And like, he was like, you want to do this? And I'm like, sure, you know, like, why not?
Well,
and
what's the questionnaire that he gave you, though? Because do you want to do this is sometimes he goes, not the
do,
only question that
do,
they get when you first jump into an agency. I'm going to do porn.
Here's
He's
another
like, do
question.
You make...
Who was your first scene for?
It was for college, or Exploited College Girls.
And what site is that? What's the main company?
The main company?
Yeah, like when you go look at the .com for it, it's normally registered underneath of somebody else. Like, is it Brazzers, Mofos, Bang Bros,
RK? It's Exploited collegegirls.com. Okay. I mean, I went and shot for it. It's one of those like first timer things, like, oh, we're gonna bring this girl in and see what she can do for money kind of thing. And right. like, you know, like you only shoot for them like once or twice ever, and you know, amateur, the amateur kind of porn okay. thing. Yeah.
How many scenes have you done? In 4 months.
She's obsessed.
If you don't know in 4 months,
I've done a lot. Like, I've been working my ass off. Almost literally. Seriously, like
a lot of anal.
My agent is awesome. He has given me, I've almost worked every single day that I've been in porn.
Who set your rates?
He has.
Like, and do you feel comfortable working for those rates?
Yeah, I mean, my anal is 1400, so it's not bad.
Can we put the spotlight on her?
I know. You take no hosting duties.
Like, you'll tell us everything.
I mean, I'm still new, so I'm sure, like, you know, and I understand that some companies, like, will never pay a certain amount and stuff like that. But, like, now that I'm, like, I'm knowing which companies I want to work for, and I can tell him, like, I want to work for them, I don't want to work for them ever again, and things like that, and he'll work with me with that, and he understands that.
What's the one company that you're, like, aspiring to work for?
Man. Julie Land.
Get out. Very good.
You're in.
So, you just won a prize.
Yes.
Phoenix's fist up your ass.
Yes. No, seriously, whenever I found out I was going to be doing this, I was like, I told my agent, I was like, oh my God, do you realize that I'm going to meet the photographer from Julie Land? He goes, what? And I go,
what?
I want to work with him so bad. He goes, really? And like, seriously, I can't wait. Like, I'm not lying.
And we all know that Dick Avery does not take appointments. He makes them.
I love you so. Phoenix Marie.
And you have to go through Phoenix to get to me.
Okay, I know. You're like, I'm his agent.
Phoenix, what do I have to do?
She's my agent. Or I like to call her my pimp.
Friday night, baby.
Casting couch.
Marie, I feel like this is a casting couch almost for you, darling. Did you ever have to sit on one?
I never have. I started out with LA Direct Models. Derek Hay being the head connoisseur of the agency. It'll be 5 years October 15th. It was my first scene was for Vivid. It was Branding Faces number 2. What's kind of neat about that line for Vivid was everyone in that DVD actually went a lot of places. I think a lot of girls don't understand like the importance of your first scene. There are different levels to the industry. Straight to A. Congratulations. Now, how many people have gone like, you fucking slap, slap, slap. I can't believe you went straight into anal. Like, do you understand there's levels? And yeah. Now you're already seen as like a hardcore girl. And you said you've done kink, right?
Yeah, I've done kink.
Okay. How hardcore do you go with kink?
Well, I just got done doing Bounded Gangbang with 6 guys. A rape scene.
I love that stuff. That's my favorite.
DP, not in the same hole. I won't do in the same hole. I don't do fisting either.
Okay.
But,
things you're comfortable with.
Yeah, and I don't do interracial for business choice and like
business choice.
Yeah.
So outside, you're totally fine. I mean, IR.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. I'm gonna hang out with a black guy. Like,
no,
I'm not racist.
No, honestly, first and foremost,
I've been with a half black guy like back in the days. So,
and that's really weird because just to bring that up, there is a difference between like I don't do interracial business choice versus I don't do interracial. Personal choice.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes you just like, oh, I don't feel comfortable being with a black guy. And other times it's like, well, I want to be able to sell that down the road, which IR is a huge thing.
Right. Yeah. I did not realize when I got in. So my second scene, I'm on the box cover, Chocolate Loving Moms number 2. Oh, yeah. So Julius Caesar. And I can tell you every scene I ever did and all my titles. It's fucked up, yo. I did not. I went in.
Chocolate Loving awesome Mamas?
I got,
was that Fudge Pops?
I got handed a thing coming in. It said like cream pie. I literally thought that it was clown porn or something. Oh.
I do too. I mean, and the ATM, I'm like, yeah, I go to the ATM.
Do I want direct deposit? I don't know. Anal, I was like, I definitely am not good at that. I don't want to check that box. No, we're not. So, and IR, they were like, I'm like, what's IR? And he goes, oh, what's if you have sex with black guys? I was like, oh, I'm like, I'm cool. I'm like, I'm down. Is he good looking? Does he smell nice? We're fine. And his dick and hard should have been the first question with the IR porn. Moving on. But my agent decided, now, after all that, to tell me, look at your calendar. It's now filled with IR porn. And he goes, I'm going to stop you from doing this after my scenes have already come out that I've uh-huh. done IR. It's a bad career choice for you. And I'm like, wow. And I'm all, well, I knew nothing about porn. I mean, mm-hmm. I literally never danced, went straight into this, like, blind.
Yeah.
Okay. And trusted my agent. I did my third scene ever for Hustler. And it was with my other agent, Kevin, who runs Type 9 Models now, but was with 101 or with LA Direct at the time. Another one who'd spurred off from LA Direct Models is 101 Modeling. All these are licensed and bonded agents. What's nice about 101 Modeling is I have free reign. At this point, if you haven't like started remembering names of directors who you're working for, that's extremely important because
I write a list.
Like, okay, I have a list.
Yeah, I have a book. I write down how much I made and like who I worked for. And like,
perfect. Make it a spreadsheet and also compare this year to next year and see where you're at.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, how much money did I make this year? Is it me performance-wise? Is it my decisions and what I'm doing? Did I change my body type? Why am I not working? Mm-hmm. You'll start to... I went black hair after 4.5 years. I was like, fuck this. I'm changing my look. I got new boobs. I went black hair. I was like, I don't give a fuck. And everyone's like, oh my God, I can't believe you changed your brand. Like, do you understand? Like, that's huge. Like, you're not supposed to change.
Yeah, that's one thing my agent has been telling me is to kind of stay a redhead. Stay pale. Stay red. Because I've made myself a redhead and people know me as a redhead and like I have followers because I'm a redhead and like there's not a lot of redheads in porn and like I'm not a ginger, you know, so I'm a different kind of redhead and stuff like that. And like I'll be like, because I thought about going blonde, I thought about doing that and like, but you know, I like in a way, like he's right, like not to change your brand sometimes.
And this is where our agents are giving us advice, and which is what they should be doing,
correct,
of how to manage your career as as order to maintain your longevity.
How many agents have you had, Nikki?
One.
One.
I had one agent, and it was in the first 3 years of my career, and I've been in the industry for 10 years, and the rest of it, the other seven, I've been free agent. And I've always gotten my own work. And I do have an agent that I'm on their website, and I work with Shy Love and ATMLA. And she's another, I guess you could say she's an off-brand of Direct Models.
Right.
Because we were both represented by Derek back in the day when we first started 10 years ago. And she started her own agency. And since we were friends, you know, I'm like, hey, get me work. I'll give you a percentage that works for me. But I have always maintained the air of, like, I am a free agent girl. I don't like to be owned by anyone. And I will never sign a contract because a lot of people,
they don't require contracts.
Now, I'm not saying that contracts aren't good because contracts are also, that means that other agencies aren't going to be fighting over you and there's not going to be all this drama that can enclose around you when it comes to work. And it also makes the agent aware that it is their priority to get you work because they're your only source of income at that point. So, but you as the individual, as the model, you have to constantly be on their ass and make sure that they are maintaining your contract because as soon as they stop, you have the right to say, listen, I don't think you're upholding your end of the contract.
And read the fine print too.
Can I jump in on this one? Because this is something that pisses me off all the time. First of all, if you're going to get offered a contract, go get a lawyer to read it. Don't just because the agent tells you it's all good and it's all fine, don't believe them. They have their own interest in hand. Second of all, get somebody else to read it. Get a lawyer, get a friend, get your dad, your mother, whoever, somebody who understands it. Do your homework. Then after that, sit there and make sure that, you know, I always tell girls all the time, make sure there's an out clause. Make sure there's some way to get out of this thing because agents lock these girls into 3-year contracts.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like you're sitting there just going, why? Why? You know, and the agent then, you know, manipulates them. And
I'm scared of like getting into a contract and like being forced into something like escorting or things like that.
That's the least of your worries, I think.
Forced into anything.
That stuff scares me.
One, that's illegal. But I can't force you into that sort of stuff.
That's the least you have to worry. The worry part is when you sit there and you're not working and they say, well, if you don't do this and this and this, and they get pissed off at you. It's just, it's about control. And some agents want to have more control than others.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just also know that too. A lot of girls make that mistake of just you know, believing what the agent's telling them. And I was, I go like, are you crazy? Whether it's a signing to a website company, whether you're signing a deal to a toy company, get a lawyer to look at it. Spend
contract
a few bucks.
Contracts are important, and they should be taken seriously.
Exactly. All my contract girls, we have a great contract. I have, what, like 10 contract girls. We have a perfect contract. They get nothing, and I get nothing. It's a great contract.
Yeah. And we take that seriously a second thing.
Okay.
I
we can laugh
that.
Now.
Yeah. But it's also the point where, like he was saying, I was with an agent who, LA Direct Models, I was in tears. I told him I wanted to leave his agency. And Derek looked at me and said, you can't make your relationship work. You can't do anything for yourself. I'm not going to let you leave. Wow. Now, he used an emotional thing that he knew was going on in my life against me because I was so open about it myself. And I'm in tears signing this contract for another year. He did not give me a single scene for 6 months. And he goes, I hope you fucking starve and you have to eat top ramen every night of your life.
See, that's fucked up. I'm sorry.
But that's, that goes on all
the time. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but that goes on
all
the
time. But that does.
Yeah, it does.
Just a lot of companies. And the weird part is because I've worked in Hollywood for many years, I always say that the agents in the porn business, in my opinion, I always say they act like the girls work for them. Mm. But in the real world of agents and talent, the agents work for the talent. Mm-hmm. My agents
work
for me.
That's why I love my agent, is because he understands that, because he cares about the girls and their work. He's not like if they don't want to do the stuff, he said, just don't waste my time. You know, right. Like, that's why I love him.
I had an agent when I first started who literally was taking everyone's money, and like the checks were never coming in somehow, and he's trying to get them, and me and my son were starving, taking all your money. No money, literally. I had a quarter. I had to, like, go steal money because I'd done all this work, but where are my checks? Why are they taking so long? It's like, oh, I'm looking into it. They're not around anymore. But, yeah, they took everything.
Wow.
And I was so naive. I didn't know how long it took. They're like, it normally takes, like, 6 months for checks to come. I'm like, what?
Really? Oh, my God.
I wasn't expecting that, and I really need, like, you know, something. Like, is there any, like same-day pay job or whatever? It's like, nope.
In your work, in your contract that you signed while on set, did you tell them to make the check out to you?
I trusted what the agent told me. Wow. And so, like, everything is going to them. And they,
I mean, you feel very, very, like, naive and taken at that point.
I do, and that's never going to happen again. But it's like.
Who are you represented by now?
101. Mm-hmm. And I love them. They're so much better. No worries about stealing money or any of that.
Right.
But that's the thing. Like, I always tell girls all the time, for the years, I've heard these stories 1,000 times. And that's why I say to girls all the time, just do your homework. Don't make crazy decisions. If an agent or I or anybody tells you this is how it's done, go ask, get a second opinion, get a third opinion.
Definitely have learned that now.
You know, because it's dumb, but that's why we started Porn Star Life Coach. Because I want a resource where you girls can go look, what is every other girl's experience? What is Nikki's experience? Yeah. What is Phoenix's experience?
I would have loved to have that because I believed everything they said. I thought it was my fault, you know? Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm just like too much in a rush to get this money. I need more patience and whatever. And they would yell at me. It's like, quit calling. We'll tell you when it's here. And it's like, seriously?
What do you think an agent's job is? And I want to ask everybody, what is your what do you think an agent should do for you?
I think an agent should be able to, it just slipped my brain. Like, I mean, obviously want to take care of his girls and make sure that they are satisfied with their work, like be at an understanding level with them, not like totally non-business, but like, you know, it's important to have some kind of more relationship, because if you have so much of business and they like he was saying before, like you are working for the agent, then like how are you having fun, how are you enjoying what you're doing, how, you know, like, you know, so if the talent is if the agent's working for the talent, then that's how things, I think, work out the best way, in my opinion. So,
what about you? What should an agent do?
I personally think that an agent is there to fill in the days that you don't want to work or, like, you can't get work yourself. I've been very fortunate. My agency now, I am my own agent. I do whatever the hell I want, and my agent is totally understanding. And if I decide, like, you know what, I'm not going to work. I didn't work all of July. I said, I don't want to. I do have no desire to work. And he just looked at me and goes, you're retiring, you're quitting. And I was like, I don't know what I want yet. And you know what? He didn't take me off the site. He didn't change anything. He goes, just let me know. Just do what and he you goes, need to as do. Far as everyone asks, you're just not here in July. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Mark Spiegler, it would be somebody I would recommend. It's the only one we haven't said, obviously, out of all the people between Shy, ATMLA, right?
ATMLA, 101.
LA Direct Models.
About LA Direct Models. Spiegler Girls, which is Mark's website. He's very picky about his girls, and everyone seems to have the utmost respect for him. He seems to be one of the top.
To me, he's like, he is the perfect guys. Daddy.
Yeah.
Here's something. You're cute. You're sweet. His only no is anal cream pies. And why? Because he genuinely cares about the girl's health. Anal cream pies are the number one way to contract HIV on a set.
Yeah. Really?
So that's his only no. Like, if you wanted to sit there and take a traffic cone in your butt, he's not going to tell you no. He's going to say, are you sure you want to do it? But he will not tell you no. It's your choice, your
he'll
body.
He'll lay these rules down, but he'll let you have your input and let the girls, you know, follow their own career path. And he does protect the girls. Like, I've never met an agency that protects their girls more than
and he's
Mark
also
Spiegler.
If you notice, all his girls are with him a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bella Donna doesn't even do scenes for other people, but she's there.
Yeah.
On his
and
side.
And Bobby Starr's been with him, I think, since the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Pretty much. So, I mean, it's kind of a choice thing, but there are other agencies that you can get involved with, and some of them go for you know, huge options. They'll want 100 girls or something for them to be able to choose from. But it depends on the experience that you want and, of course, what you want from your agent. Diana Prince, what do you think an agent should do?
I don't know. I mean, I guess we've pretty much covered it. You know, just look out for your best interest and be honest.
Yeah.
The agent I had right before this one, I found out they were doing a lot of lying. They had their select group of friends that they wanted to send all the work to. And I've heard from companies that I've worked for since then that they'd call for me and they'd be like, oh no, she's busy or whatever, and give my work away, literally. And what tipped me off to them not being so honest was, and I left the next day, but they wanted me to cheat a test because they know mine had come back dirty. And they're like, here's how you cheat it. Go do it now because we want you to take this job tomorrow. And you're the only person who can do it. It's like really hardcore. Like I do a lot of really like beat up.
So you had a dirty test and they wanted you to cheat it?
I was supposed to be out for a week. And they're like, here's how we fix it. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's all a test to a person's or to an agency's ethics.
Like when they said that, I'm like, I'm never doing that, and I don't know how many people you've given this lesson to. It wasn't even an option. It's like, here's how you cheat it. Go do this this place, and it'll be taken care
That's
of.
So funny.
I'm like, not so much.
Not going to do that. And of course, you want someone that you can trust, and if they're willing to do any form of cheating, that's not trust. That's not
exactly.
A relationship. So pay attention when you're looking to either be free agent and man yourself, and that takes a lot of work. You know, being any sort of free agent, you go get your own work, you make your own connections, you have a little black book of phone numbers and directors that never exhausts. Or if you want to give your life up to an agent and say, hey, can I go do a photo shoot? Hey, can I go do a podcast? Hey, can I go take this scene? You know, or hey, what's my schedule for next week? Then you need to have someone that you can trust implicitly to take care of you and to have your career's best interest in mind. So please give your social media, ladies.
You can find me on Twitter, MelodyJordanXXX. My Tumblr is MelodyJordan.XXX, and my blogger is MelodyJordan.blogspot.com.
Phoenix P. Marizzle on Twitter and PhoenixMarie.com and all over the fucking internet.
Just Twitter me, DianaPrince XXX.
And you can find me on Twitter, Nikki Hunter, and of course here at Julie Land, which this is part of the Julie Land universe. Thank you for listening to PornStarLifeCoach.com. This is the podcast. We'll see you guys later. Bye.